and Local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Your live and local FM talk show for all of Northern Nevada. And Sheevy shut down, be damned, we're still here. Well, we are here because we're your station. This is how you get information. This is how you talk to each other. This is what we do, and we will always be here for you. So what is everything looking like this morning? Well, it changes every day. As we heard back in 2015, Bill Gates, yes, Bill Gates, who I do consider a, you know, rather intellectual man. Of course, he's got all of his nerds writing everything for him. But he said, we're not going to see a nuclear war when it comes to World War III. It's going to be fought with a virus. So we are going to wake up every day right now because of COVID-19, as you may have heard other people say. And every day, things are going to be different. Every day, something is going to change from what somebody said the day before. So rather than listening to so-called fake media, the journalists out there who their only mission is to tear down Trump and make him look bad, you have to seek out the good information. You still have journalists when they have the top of the most incredible minds, those scientists who are all standing around him, asking Trump the stupidest questions just to try to make him look bad or, well, gosh, just take responsibility for this entire thing. Even though he has done more to protect this country in the history of this country. Well, no. Our founding fathers were laying down their lives left and right. But in today's time, he's doing it. So right now, I'm asking, at least for the people of Northern Nevada, at least for my neighbors here, there's no Democrats, there's no Republicans, there's no Libertarians, there's no independents. We're just Northern Nevadans right now. How about that? Because the rest of the world, of course, I look at the world as the United States, the rest of the United States is already calling on just the most destructive behavior. Illinois mayor signed an executive order granting power to ban sale of guns and alcohol while addressing the coronavirus. What? The mayor of Champaign, Illinois, gave herself the power. Is that what the Sheevy shutdown did? Did she give herself the power to do that? Or is it that in her wheelhouse? I'm not in politics. Let me know. But she gave herself the power to ban the sale of guns and alcohol after declaring a citywide emergency to address the coronavirus. interesting. I do not find that as prudent legislating. I find that as someone overstepping their bounds. And you'll have to excuse the noises that are going on behind me because my little one has a treat container that she is going to make as much noise with as she can. But as long as it keeps her from barking, I'm okay with that. Thank you, Mr. Producer. That doesn't even come close to what she sounds like. But the reason I bring up the Illinois mayor, the Champaign mayor, is because Donald Trump went as far as declaring a national day of prayer to where we pray for each other, we pray for ourselves, we look to the Almighty and say, you know, bless us, get us through this, let us treat each other with respect and dignity. And yet the far left, like Rashida Tlaib, who says she prays every day, took issue with Trump's announcement. And she started retweeting a message from David Hogg, which states, because I hope you don't follow him, I don't, which states, don't let this administration address COVID-19 like our national gun violence epidemic. F-U-C-K, a national day of prayer. We need immediate comprehensive action. No. We need people focusing on the important things, making sure that this nation survives not only this national crisis, but a world crisis. So I was pondering this poll question. Yesterday's poll question at 991fmtalk.com was, should the government be allowed to shut down private business in the wake of the coronavirus? 18% of those responding said yes, 79% said no, and 3% said they should just be allowed to recommend that you close. Just a recommendation. Today's question. I know everybody's hurting, but to protect the United States, should foreign aid be suspended during this national crisis? Stopped altogether right now. Sending millions upon millions of dollars to countries who can't stand us, who want us dead. What do you think? 991fmtalk.com. I'd love to hear your opinion. And also, 991fmtalk.com. Put a Monica at before that, and you can email me. And I did get an email, as I told you, this is going to be changing every second of every day until this is over. What you were told yesterday is not necessarily going to go for tomorrow. Keep that in mind. Don't get upset. If you have something that you need to do, if you have someplace you need to go, I would suggest finding a phone number and calling that business, calling that government agency, and asking, are you open? May I come do my business? So, Craig sent me a message. Hi, Monica. My registration on my vehicle is up in 6 days. And I've tried to make an appointment with NVDMV and DMV. And that, they said they're not taking appointments at this time. So what should I do? Do you have any suggestions? Well, Craig, this is something that the DMV should be on top of, especially NVDMV. Because if your registration is up, you can renew your registration on the website. I mean, my husband just did that 3 days ago for one of our cars. Because the deal is right now is it is supposed to be by appointment only. We heard that come out the other day, that they are only taking appointments. Well, that was the other day. Okay, they came up with the idea of restricting the number of people that were going to be allowed inside the DMV. They were going to go with the appointment only thing. Don't just show up. But if they're not taking appointments at this time, that could be that the system is just, they've dialed it back so much that they just don't have the people and they don't have the appointment times. Because they can't have you just sitting there waiting. Some appointments go quickly, some appointments go slowly. They're not going to take the chance of this person going, you know, an hour after their appointment because they're still working on problems. But as far as their website says, they're not currently accepting new appointments. So they're probably overwhelmed. Are they still open? It doesn't say that. But you can't just go down and go in. Check every day. Just go to, you know, go to the website and keep checking. Keep checking. Now we're in a dilemma because you have things to do and other places have opted to help out. Because remember, AAA was working with the DMV and they were taking on responsibilities, saying that you can come in and do your DMV stuff here. Yet is that an essential business? Because we have our Sheevy shutdown in place. Which, by the way, she had to backpedal, if you were paying attention, because in her press conference, when you use words like at the request of the Washoe County Health Department, the health department has a tendency to get a little upset when everybody starts calling the health department and saying, why are you overblowing this? Why are you having a complete shutdown? So it's not a complete shutdown. It wasn't at the behest of the health department. We have to proceed with caution, but we can't lose our minds either. I lost mine a long time ago, and I rather miss it in today's time. We'll be back. 884-9910, right here on your live and local FM talk show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
The Monica J. Show,
a patriot of the first order,
on FM Talk 99.1.
KKFT
92.3 FM Talk.
Your opinions and I got mine.
And we need to continue to share them on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. The sound of calm, the voice of reason. Hey, just got word that we actually called AAA to see what they were doing in the wake of what's going on here with the DMV. And AAA is open, but they are not letting people in. So they are only taking phone calls. So they are helping people that way, phone calls and online. So don't go to AAA to do your DMV business. But listener texted in, because you can text us also at 884-9910. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it. He used a kiosk in Raley's in Gardnerville. So that's a great way to do it. Until Raley's says, well, I guess we can't. But you know what? That's not every grocery store. Like I said, call before. Okay, so we have call before you dig, call before you go. Call before you go. Call your doctor. Call your grocery store. Call your pharmacy. Call. Just make sure. You don't want to get frustrated. You're out on the roads. You've got to go do your thing still. Not everything is shut down, but there's a lot of precaution being taken. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Kevin this morning. Hi, Kevin. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Monica. I sure do appreciate everything that you're doing.
Thank you. What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about DMV.
Okay.
First off, the kiosk in Carson City is inside the DMV, so you couldn't get in there to do your registration. There's one point. Now, the other point is driver's licenses you can't renew at a kiosk anywhere, and apparently you can't go there, and they're not doing appointments to renew your driver's license. So apparently you can do it by mail, but that takes, they said, maybe 5 weeks. Very unclear letter that they sent me, letting me know my driver's license was expiring. Doesn't say whether to send in your old license or keep it, and they'll send you a sticker. It just tells you where to send it. And so you're going to be driving around with an expired license for at least 5 weeks until they, you know, get it mailed or whatever they do. And they're just going to have to look at this from a 10,000-foot view and say, we're just going to have to extend registration dates and driver's license dates. And you hope that the policeman, if he pulls you over, is going to understand that you've done everything you can do to register or get a current license, but they're not issuing them. So unless it's some big plot to keep people out off the streets, I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I like that 10,000-foot view. This is unprecedented. We've never had to go through something like this. So I am sure that our law enforcement all over Northern Nevada knows the difficulties that not only they're facing, but the community is facing. So you know what? An expired license? Don't worry about it. When this is all over, then, you know, I'm sure, I know in my heart that everyone is going to do the right thing. Those fees will be waived. You're not going to be penalized. And, you know, we're going to have to do a lot of makeup once we get to the point that this is over. So, Kevin, thank you for calling, and your sense of calm and common sense is greatly appreciated. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. That's what we have to share. That's what we have to spread, and that is common sense. Okay? So to my producer, can we hang? Can we get rid of Kevin? See if I can do this here. There we go. I keep forgetting I have access to my own stuff. But, oh well. All right. Today's poll question, 991fmtalk.com. Should we suspend foreign aid to other countries? Even though they're dealing with this crisis as well, do we come back to people are losing their jobs left and right? Businesses shutting down left and right. This affects everybody. Everybody. Because if your business shuts down, it affects my business. If my business shuts down, it affects your business. So we have to be patient and we have to take care of America first. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada, live and local, right now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Answer today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Thank goodness we have our website and it is working very nicely. Should we suspend foreign aid? Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910, which, by the way, you can also text us at now. Check in with John this morning, wants to talk about the poll question. Hey, John. Uh-oh, did we lose John through the break? John, you still there?
John, did you mute yourself? Go on.
Hey, John? Okay. John, call back if you would like. 884-9910. That is the nice thing. So, by the way, we are continuing on what we do here. You can text a news or traffic tip to 884-9910, and we are going to pick the best tip of the week and give out $25 gift certificates. Traffic and news text line, also the talk line, 884-9910. We want to keep in touch with you. We want to know what's going on. And hopefully I can calm a few people out there, because I want you to remember, if you fall into that line of, well, I can't work, they shut down the business, or, you know, I can't work from home, so I have to find something else. For every business or every job that is lost, there is going to be something else come up that we have to help each other with. Okay, and I'm not saying for free. These are going to be paid positions. So if you were doing something, say a restaurant worker, and you can't do that, what are you going to do? How about delivery service? Restaurants all over the place are now coming up with delivery services, either directly from their websites or their business. Or they're using the things like Grubhub. And I don't know what we have here in Northern Nevada, because I've never used that type of service before. I mean, when I want something delivered, I just call Domino's. So, you know, there's Uber Eats. You know, there are delivery jobs that can take that place. There's going to be probably, I'm going to take a wild guess here, there's probably going to be more openings at, say, hospitals, clinics, just to get people situated, help with the testing. There was a press release put out yesterday morning that Amazon is hiring over 100,000 people for delivery services, for stocking and restocking. You know, people at the grocery stores and Walmart, they're putting those people to use at stocking and restocking. But use the e-carts at Raley's. Use the online app with Walmart and Sam's Club. I used the one at Walmart a couple of months ago, and it was actually really cool. That's my only exercise for the most part is doing my grocery shopping. But, you know, it's nice to be able to just drive up, say your name, and they go get your stuff, put it in the back of your car for you. So, oh, we just got a text message here. Us first. U.S. first. I also don't think the mayor of Reno has the legal right to shut down businesses. It has to come from the state health department or impose martial law. Well, I think it's actually, see, we're all learning here. We're all learning the state constitutions and the U.S. constitutions and what comes out of our laws that are in place. And I believe it's the governor. The governor is the one who puts forward the word that if things like this are going to happen, and then it trickles down. So, remember this. Had a gentleman just text me that at the DMV yesterday, they said they were going to be closing as of Monday for 2 weeks. So they got through all the people they had scheduled yesterday, and they are now shut down. So you take advantage of the kiosks. Use the kiosks. Use online as much as you can. But don't freak out if, by chance, you can't get through online. Because when you have all of the people who are going into these locations, and now everybody is forced online, sites can crash. Don't panic because of that, because that's just something that happens. The system gets overwhelmed and you'll get back. So I have to turn to my computer expert. He's the guy that keeps me on the air, and that's producer Craig. So what do you think about that, Craig?
Well, I just had a phone call from a young lady who just left the DMV, as a matter of fact. They have security at the door, and if you don't have an appointment, they will not let you in. So they are still open. They are operating, but they are on appointment only. And every appointment for the foreseeable future has been filled up. They added more appointment slots, and those filled up almost instantly. So they are still will still be taking appointments.
Okay, so what I said earlier, it holds true. Thank you for calling and verifying that. See, that's why you're producer, Craig. I say stuff, and then you verify it for me. I can't do this job without producer Craig. So there you have it. It's just they're doing the appointments only, but the appointments are all full. They can't have people sitting around, and they can't take that chance that, you know, they're going to know exactly how long every single appointment is going to take. If by chance, you lose your position, you work on tips, you work on being out and about, and you need help, go on to That's a slip of the tongue. Go on to hiremenevada.com because they can help you as well. And so can we. How can we help you? Call the radio station. All of our salespeople are still, fortunately, we have a business that we can do by email, by phone, by computer. It's the technical age. So if you need to get the word out that your business is open, or this is what you're doing, this is how you'll conduct a business from here on out, call one of our salespeople. Call the office line, 884-8000. Talk to one of our very friendly and wonderful professionals, and we'll help you get the word out. This is where we all come together. This is where we find out our strengths, and we find our downfalls. And then we can work from there. I get tired of the blame game. You know, that's all you've heard is that President Trump did this wrong. He cut this. He cut that. No, he didn't. We are finding out where our shortcomings are. When our scientists are giving money to do tests on the sexual habits of frogs, now we can look back and say that's not money well spent. We need to start spending our money more prudently, and we need to tell our elected officials to do that. Governments are in place for your health, your safety, and your well-being. It is up to you to help provide that life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. But those aren't what the government should be dealing in. They should be dealing in our borders. And I'm not going to play the blame game, because I just said let's not do that right now. But let's get that wall up. Let's secure our borders to where we can easily stop, where our border patrol can easily stop almost 340 illegal Chinese from sneaking over the border, or people with contagious diseases because they don't use vaccines in inoculations in other countries. Let's protect the U.S. Let's protect us first. Get the border up. Get money into the hands of the people that should be spending it correctly. We are in an election period. Please, if you are running for office, call 884-8000 or email me at monica@991fmtalk.com or craig@991fmtalk.com. Craig is my producer, and he has my schedule. And he will fill it with all of the people who are running for office who want to get their word out, who want to get their message out. And it doesn't matter if you're a Republican or Democrat. I'll talk to everybody. But you have to be ready to answer the tough questions. What are you going to do for the people of Northern Nevada? What regulations are you going to help get rid of? And do you promise not to create any more bureaucracy? Please. We've got enough of it. We need to focus on the important stuff. Each other. Have you gone to your neighbor's house yet? Have you said, hey, whatever you need, I'm here. Please. That's what we as Americans do in the time of crisis. We support each other. If you've got a message that you would like to get out, even if it's just a message of hope that we'll get through this, 884-9910. And I love the fact, go through the prompts, okay? it didn't just knock you into some weird system. 884-9910. Call that number. And now you can either text me or just hang on and it'll throw you into the switchboard and you can get on live. Because it's your show. And we're here for you at Evans Broadcast. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody in the car.
A little Lou Bega for you there. A little smile on your face. That's what we need. We all need to have a smile on our face right now. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Stay positive because remember, your mental health is just as important as your physical health. And when you're cooped up, remember, you need to open up that door and go outside for a little bit. Breathe the fresh air. I would say get some sunshine on your face, but we got a lot of cloud cover last right now. Got a beautiful dusting of snow last night. Nice. Let's go to the phone lines. Check in with Jeff this morning at 884-9910. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Well, I'm doing just fine. I have a question for you. I just heard over the news that some of the grocery store chains are offering the seniors to come in an hour or two early in the mornings to shop rather than opening it up to everybody so as to protect the seniors. And I wondered if you had heard from anybody in regards to that.
I do know that some companies are doing that, and that's why I there's like early access at Sam's Club. You have to have a special membership for that, but they are doing that, but not everybody. So you need to call whatever grocery chain that you go with, and you can find them online easily, and find their local numbers. You don't necessarily have to call the national number, but you can call the local numbers, and they will let you know if they're going to do early access, because we have so many different chains here. You know, we've got Raley's. Do we still have Albertsons? I know we've got like one Scolari's, but we got Smith's and... Yeah, Albertsons became Save Mart. So just contact whatever your favorite store is, and they'll let you know. Because even if it's in the same chain, that doesn't necessarily mean that a particular store is going to do it. They might not have the staff. So I say call them directly. But Jeff, thank you for the heads up on that. I had heard nationally that some of the chains were doing that, but it's to know right here. In Northern Nevada, they're doing it as well. And each community is going to be different. So please, hiremenevada.com. If you've recently been sized down because of your employer shutting down, you know, the casino workers, the entertainment business workers, get online, hiremenevada.com. Lots of jobs there. And more jobs will become available. Get signed up with Uber. If you want to do the driving, if you want to go do the grocery shopping, say for the seniors, Uber Eats. There were businesses already. I had talked to a gentleman, and I feel so bad. I can't remember his name. He was a dear man. He used to work at Mike's Pharmacy. And what he did was, after Mike's Pharmacy closed, was he opened up his own company that just did that for people. You didn't have to be in an emergency or anything like that. He just started up a company that, hey, if you need your dry cleaning picked up, if you need your groceries picked up, your prescription, you know, there are people who are homebound that it's not easy for them to drive anymore. So we need... This will also turn people on the bright side into entrepreneurs. Like I said earlier, we're going to see our weaknesses. We're going to see what we need. And there are people benefiting from this. I mean, there are places that are packed, places that are sold out. I mean, you don't think Walmart's making money? But there are some businesses that are also getting stuck in the middle because of all of this beautiful snow that we've got on the ground. Yep. Travel's been pretty much stopped for, what, 2 days now? For their trucks coming over the pass from distribution centers in Sacramento. They can't get to the distribution centers here to get everything out. But you know what? The snow is going to melt. We just take a breath and give it just a little bit of time. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, The Monica Jay Show.